This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed IndiGo to clear all pending passenger refunds without delay. The Ministry has mandated that the refund process for all cancelled or disrupted flights should be fully completed by 8 p.m. tomorrow. Airlines have also been instructed not to levy any rescheduling charges for passengers whose travel plans were affected by cancellations. The Ministry has clarified that any delay or non-compliance in refund processing will invite immediate regulatory action. To ensure seamless grievance redressal, IndiGo has been instructed to set up dedicated passenger support and refund facilitation cells. These units will proactively contact affected passengers to ensure that refunds and alternative travel arrangements are processed without the need for multiple follow-ups. The automatic refund system will remain active until operation stability is restored. The Ministry has further directed IndiGo to ensure that all baggage separated from passengers due to cancellations or delays is traced and delivered to the passenger's residential or chosen address within the next 48 hours. Airlines have been told to maintain clear communication with passengers regarding tracking and delivery timelines and provide compensation wherever applicable under existing passenger right norms. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the centre is working to simplify the tax system, noting that income tax should no longer be seen as a tiresome exercise. Addressing the leadership summit of a private media organisation in New Delhi today, the minister highlighted that the income tax slabs need to be made more transparent, simplified and compliant for the upliftment of the citizens. The minister also said a complete overhaul of the customs framework will be the next big assignment. She added that the government has steadily brought down custom duties in the last 2 years and is finding ways to simplify customs, making them more transparent.
We really worked on that and made sure that the income tax is no longer going to be seen as a tiresome exercise, simplify it, and also where it is possible to completely be faceless in letter and spirit, we have moved forward in that direction. Now the same virtues will have to be brought to customs.
The Election Commission today said more than 50 crore 93 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of the Special Intensive Revision SIR Phase 2. 99.93% of nearly 51 crore electors will be covered in this phase. The Commission said nearly 49 crore forms have been digitized so far. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on the 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 14 February next year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that no country has a say on how India develops its relations with others. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that India has a freedom of choice in geopolitics and enjoys strategic autonomy. He also dismissed that the Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit would negatively affect India's relationship with the US or stall the expected free trade agreement, FTA, with them. He disclosed that there is no lack of communication or negotiations with the American side. The nation is paying homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary today. Across the country, several programs are being organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building and honor his memory as a visionary, social reformer, jurist and politician. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other dignitaries paid floral tribute to the architect of the Indian Constitution at Parliament Complex in New Delhi today. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 271 runs set by South Africa, India were 20 for no loss in 4.5 overs in the third and final ODI of the three-match series in Vishakhapatnam when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.